You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Personal finance time on a Monday, and we're taking a look at the growing popularity of second-hand vehicles or second-hand set of wheels. Obviously, with the price of new cars today, it kind of makes sense when you think about all the variable factors and how expensive things can be. I am joined on the line by the spokesperson at MyWay, Siaka Masie, to take a look at this and try and unpack this and see where we get from here. Sia, thanks so much for taking the time. I saw a recent report that came out today, I think, around the fact that the secondhand market is vastly more popular than the new vehicles market. Is that the case from an insurance perspective as well?
Indeed. Thank you so much for having me, Jimmy. Indeed, we've seen, a rise in, secondhand cars being put on cover. And it only makes sense. Everyone is trying to save each and every cent that we can. So definitely people are actually going rather for a secondhand car that is still in good condition.
Sia, when we look at the secondhand market, obviously there are a lot of considerations that go into why people would then opt for that secondhand vehicle, and obviously price being one of them. How do people approach the conversation? I mean, some people are new or first-time car buyers and are looking to say, I just need something to get me to work. When we look at that used car, whether it's used car or even a new car market, what considerations should go through people's heads around buying the right kind of vehicle?
Obviously, the price is obviously, like you've already said, it's a no-brainer. You always look at whether it's within your budget. But beyond just being within your budget, you should look at whether the vehicle is in good condition. And that becomes a bit tricky, like you're saying. If you're a first-time owner, you don't know what exactly you need to look out for. And even if you're somebody who's owned several cars, it's also still tricky because these second-hand cars that we're talking about, particularly the ones that you find on a dealership, they look as good as new. So it becomes a bit tricky. So the rule of thumb that I usually say is look if it's got a service history. A good service history is a good indication that the car has been well kept, because periodically somebody is looking at the car and seeing whether and making sure that the car is in good condition. And also take it for a drive. Most of the time it's advised when you take it for a drive, switch off the music. Don't drive around while you have the music, so that you can hear of any sounds that you might need to look out for. The third thing that I might think of, I particularly was resistant to this, but I learned the hard way, is that when you do buy a car, you can take it for a diagnosis. You need to factor it when you're buying a car that I'm going to diagnose my car, because there are a lot of latent defects that your vehicle might have. But this will actually save you in the long run a lot of heartache when your vehicle breaks down if you haven't actually checked it. But those are the few, and I'll unpack some of these things as we go along.
See, when I purchase a secondhand vehicle, how does that affect my insurance? Because as you mentioned a couple of things around what to look out for and all of that. If I look out for these things and I pick up the vehicle and everything seems fine at the time I pick up the vehicle, and then something goes wrong, how does that affect my insurance? Does it affect the insurance at all?
It does. I'm glad you actually asked that question. It does. A lot of times we find our clients, they've checked the car and it seems like it's in good condition. They drive it for a month or two, no problems at all, and all of a sudden it breaks down. When we do the assessment and we assess the vehicle and try to figure out what went wrong with this car, you might find that there are latent defects like mechanical issues or wear and tear issues, because this car has been driven by somebody else. You don't know their driving habits. Maybe they were very rough or whatever it is. So those things sometimes actually then will unfortunately break down when you are now the owner and 2 months after you've bought the vehicle. So unfortunately, from an insurance point of view, you're not taking out insurance for such latent defects or wear and tear. So you might find that you might have problems when you now try and claim and they tell you that this is wear and tear, it's mechanical issues. Insurance is meant to cover you for a sudden event like an accident where you collide into something. It's not for the final detail that you'd normally maybe covered by a warranty cover or a service plan or whatever it is. Insurance is really, really for an accident and not for such issues.
See, when we look at the secondhand market, a lot of the misconceptions or a lot of the stigma around the market is that it's not a new vehicle. I'm not the first person to drive it. And obviously, as you mentioned, I don't know some of the problems that come with it. But in addition to that, when you compare it with the new car market, the conversations around I've just purchased a new car, the moment I drive it off the showroom floor, it depreciates in value. How do we kind of balance that out when we look at a secondhand vehicle? Should I be worried about that depreciation? Is it a normal part of every kind of vehicle, no matter which vehicle I'm going to buy?
Yeah, unfortunately, depreciation is a reality that every vehicle goes through. A car can be brand new and you drive it for a couple of weeks, let's say 4 weeks. If you wanted to trade it back, you will find that they will factor in depreciation because it's a fact of life that as you drive, it actually depreciates. Different insurers use different formulas, and usually maybe they'll give an estimate of a depreciation per year. But if the loss were to happen within the year, they would obviously need to then factor it in and calculate it and say you've been on cover for 3 months. How much has the depreciation been? So the short answer for you is that whether it's a brand new car, an old car, depreciation will always be factored in. And then sometimes we try and factor it in your premium, and that's how we balance out the books.
See, is it better to get a second-hand car or is it better to get a new car?
Chibi, you're putting me on the spot there. You're putting me on the spot. I can't say there's a correct answer there. There are pros and cons for having a brand new car. With a brand new car, it comes with a warranty. I mean, a lot of cars say they've got about 100,000 kilometer warranty, or some have 5 year plan and so forth. Basically, what they mean is that if you get any mechanical issues, the manufacturer themselves will make sure that they actually repair your vehicle as long as it's within those parameters. And therefore, that's an advantage of having a brand new car. And when it's a brand new car, you really have control of the health of your vehicle. But if it's a second-hand car, you're inheriting something with its own issues that are not entirely your own, and then your driving is also factored in, which makes the variables a little more wild than with a brand new car. But there is advantages of having buying a second-hand car. I know some people have their own formula that as long as it's within a 5 year age and it's less than 100,000, this is the car that I'm going to drive. And as long as you've got your parameters in place, it will then tell you what you have an appetite for. Because a car that's less than 5 years, usually doesn't have these mechanical issues that they have. But like I say, the disclaimer is that you can't speak on in general or in absolute for all cars because we don't know how the previous owner was. So there are pros and cons, and it would be incorrect for me to just say definitely go for a brand new car, and it would be definitely wrong for me to say stay away from second-hand cars as well. So yeah.
Lots of considerations to think about, especially when you are looking at the second-hand car market. I think we'll leave it at that, Sia. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That was Siaka Masia, who is the spokesperson at MyWay, joining me to reflect on buying a second-hand vehicle.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.